today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, who's your favorite athlete?
Let me give that some thought. You know, I really like this famous cricket batsman. His name is Elton John. Hey, Patrick, it is that time of year where there's sort of like a change in the sports seasons.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Mm-hmm. The regular seasons is the actual weather, meteorological seasons.
That's right. Are also changing.
Yes, but also the sports seasons. We're in March now, and that means, you know, you got basketball winding down and college basketball, March Madness and all that. And then football just ended a little while ago.
Well, and you got the American Alliance of Football cranking up.
There's that. That's that. Of course. Yeah. I know people are very excited about that.
Yeah.
Baseball will be starting soon. We're
very
in spring training time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, yesterday I got to see the debut of Loudoun United.
Loudoun United.
On the TV.
That's right.
So
we got to work on some chants for them.
That's exciting for me, at least. I did watch on the streaming. And for anyone who cares, which is probably just the guy sitting at the table
me
here
and you
with me, but but that's our brand new minor league soccer team
that's
here
right
in the suburbs of DC here in Northern Virginia, Loudoun United, and I'm very excited because the stadium, once it's completed, will be like right up the road.
USL One, probably our highest ranking Virginia soccer team, so we got to get behind them.
Yes, and I think listeners to this show understand that I am not really a soccer guy, but this is starting to change me now because it's our only local. You know, local meaning like right here in my neighborhood, professional sports team. So now I got to learn. I got to learn some stuff. So our local heroes went down 2-0, as they say.
There you go. Very good.
Against Nashville SC.
Yeah, who are going to be in MLS next year. So that's a tough opener for Loudoun United on the road against a team that's, you know, like an MLS quality side.
So there you go. So that's a sports chat. But we're going to talk about sports songs.
Yes, we are.
In this fan mail episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And before we get into the sports songs, a couple of other little things we need to take care of.
Yeah.
First off, let's mention that we have a live event coming up.
Yes, we do.
So speaking of local, if you're local to the DC area, or if for some reason you want to travel to DC, it's a lovely time of year. You could probably see the cherry blossoms right about the time of this local event.
That's a good point.
You could.
Mm-hmm.
It would be actually be probably ideal timing for that. So on Thursday, April 4th, sometime in the evening, I want to say it's like 7 o'clock, something like that.
Yeah.
We'll have details here on our website. But on the evening of Thursday, April 4th, we're going to do a live event at a spot called Spaces in Chevy Chase, Maryland, right near Washington, D.C.
Yep.
And we're going to record in front of an audience a podcast interview with Don Zantara and explain who Don Zantara is.
Well, Don is a very key seminal figure in the history of D.C., music, most notably punk rock. He is the founder, owner, and builder of Inner Ear Studio, of which basically the Discord Bands and Ian MacKay found a home and, you know, sort of a home studio and a home base. He produced and or engineered just about every seminal Discord record you can name, from Minor Threat to Faith to Scream to Rites of Spring to Grey Matter to Fugazi. I mean, you name it, he's been there engineering and
bad
or brain, producing.
Bad Brains in there too. Yeah.
Yeah, some early Bad Brain stuff is in there. Just about everything, all the way up through current stuff, you know, that's been recorded, Q and Not You and a bunch of stuff. And he's also a musician.
You
know, over the past 10 years or so, he's really started to put out his own music and record. And he does a podcast as well with our friend Alex.
So. Yes. So, and he's going to perform some of his own music in this at this event. And of course, we're going to, I think, have a really cool conversation just about sort of the history of DC punk, which, of course, was a major scene back in the 80s and into the 90s. So I think it's going to be really fun. And we'll, if
you're going to be amazing.
Of course, this will be part of the podcast for all the listeners to enjoy sometime in April. But if you're in the area on Thursday, April 4th, that evening, come on over to Spaces in Chevy Chase. You do need to buy tickets for this event, so it's going to cost you $5, but the way you can buy tickets in advance is go to our website, suburbspod.com, and there will be a link there where you can get your tickets. And
yep, right there on the front page.
I think it's going to be really fun, so
it's
check that out.
Cool. I can't wait to do this.
We would love to have everyone there.
It's all ages.
Now, the other thing we need to mention is we have a number of new patrons to Rockin' the Suburbs.
Man, thanks, you guys.
You can become a patron of the show by going to patreon.com/suburbspod. And for everyone who donates money to the show, there's a lot of different bonus material you can get for that, but everybody gets a shout out on the podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm going to run through a bunch of people here right now.
Cool.
So we had already mentioned Barrett Reese. He was the first patron.
Oh, man, so he's awesome.
He gets a second shout out.
Yeah, he does.
But also we have Adam Coop from Louisville. We have Bud Verge from Silver Spring.
Yeah.
Clay Cochran of Crystal Lake, Illinois.
Okay.
Also donated.
Fantastic.
Craig Lutz from Grand Rapids, Michigan. We are big in Grand Rapids.
Oh, man.
We
Grand Rapids is our town.
That's Craig Rosen, Porto Ranch, California. Eric Lorenz of Lincoln, Illinois. Oh,
thanks, Eric.
Harris King of Easley, South Carolina.
Ooh.
They're all over the place.
I know.
Is very
this is
exciting.
Great. We got to get a map going with little pins so we can get all 50 states.
That's right. Keith Jacobson, also of Grand Rapids. Kevin Goff, right down the road here in Leesburg.
Kevin.
Home of Loudoun United.
That's right. I got a CD, mix CD for Kevin. If you're listening, get in touch with me.
Okay. Kurt Gallagher of Suffern, New York.
Yeah. It's a lifestyle.
Mike Snyder of Vienna, Virginia.
Snyder.
Mike Wagner of Houston, Texas. Nick Scalera of Silver Spring. Of course, Nick has been on the show.
I know him.
Paul and Patty Trapp of Omaha.
Nice.
Right? Randall Brown of Knoxville. Of course, Randall is in Court Jar, who does the theme music for the show. Scott Boykin of Evansville, Indiana. Scott Parks of Valparaiso, Indiana. Stephen Rutledge of the UK. Trip Bacon of Beaverton, Oregon. And Bill Mulligan of Falls Church, Virginia. So
Falls Church.
Long list of patrons there, but we are so happy that you support the show. Yeah, we really appreciate it. So great. So and anybody else who wants to become a patron, as I mentioned, you can go there. You can see different tiers, and there's some bonus material and other stuff you can get for your patronage. And it also just really helps us, you know, with the expenses and keeping the show going and all of that. We were just, before we went on mic here, talking about things like bookkeeping and stuff like that.
So kind of scary.
We do have to get that all sorted out. But anyway, go to patreon.com/suburbspod. Okay, now that's taken a long time. Let's get into the show proper. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Fan mail. Sports songs.
Crack open the fan mail bag on
a
Monday.
I have it here. The first email is from Mike Albrecht. And Mike writes, "Hey guys, I have a sports football song about a quarterback fading back to throw a pass, All Kinds of Time by Fountains of Wayne. This is an awesome song, both musically and lyrically. Your listeners would love this, as I'm sure you will." And he says, "Thanks from a dad rocking in the suburbs of Milwaukee.
So,
one thing I forgot to set this up, of course, we did a couple of episodes on sports songs earlier, and that's why we have this correspondence, people suggesting other songs they like. So, are you familiar with this song by Fountains of Wayne?
I am not familiar with the song, certainly familiar with the band. And also, I know that what made Milwaukee famous made a loser out of me.
What is that?
You know that old song? Like Jerry Lee Lewis cut it and a couple other people?
No, I don't think I do.
What made Milwaukee famous made a loser out of me.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I get it. I get the reference. Okay, that's good. All right, so Fountains of Wayne. This is on the album, the same album that had Stacy's Mom.
Welcome
Interstate Managers, I
great
think it was
album.
Called. Yeah. And All Kinds of Time, and I'll play it, but I have a little comment on this as well. The young quarterback waits for the snap, when suddenly it all starts to make sense. He's got all kinds of time, he's got all kinds of time, all kinds of time. He takes a step back, he's under attack, but he knows that no one can touch him now. He seems so at ease, a strange inner peace is all that he's feeling somehow. He's got all kinds of time. Okay, there you go. All Kinds of Time.
Amazing tune.
So, what I think is really endearing about that song is that, you know, a lot of times when artists do write something about sports, it's usually metaphorical in some way, right? Because, and actually that's part of sort of Americans just language, you know, when you say like, oh, you know, you were great at work today, you really hit that out of the park, right? Or whatever, right? Like we just use sports terms all the time for things. And so a lot of times you might hear some of that in a song, but in this one, it's kind of like a literal story.
It really is. You know, it's kind of fascinating.
You could take it that way. You could see things in it that you could relate to life or whatever, but it's really just kind of like they're telling this story about this quarterback.
That's right.
You know, although I will say that although this song is kind of slow and languid and it tells this story and you sort of get in this guy's head, the reality is in football that like just like one line singing there all kinds of time is about as much time as somebody would get, even when they do have a lot of time, when their offensive line is really working well. What we think of as a lot of time in football terms is like a few seconds.
Three or four seconds.
That's right.
But yeah, you'll hear commentators say that all the time. He's got all kinds of time back there. Yeah. He's got a week back there, something like that. Yeah,
that's right. So it's cool. It's a good little song, and it's one of the things I really like about Fountains of Wayne and Adam Schlesinger as a songwriter and all of that was they would just take on these quirky little themes, and write little story songs, about stuff, little bits of life and culture that don't normally get written about. You know what I mean? Yeah,
they're so good. They could almost write, you know, like a song for a movie where the band had like a one hit wonder.
Yeah, they
or something.
Could do that.
They could do it. That's how good they are.
They could do that. I remember one time they had a song. I can't remember what it was exactly, but they had one song about a woman who worked at a DMV. Yolanda Hayes, I think, is that song. I mean, literally, like, that's the kind of stuff they would write about.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah. It was probably somebody they saw a name tag at a DMV one time.
The stuff that everybody else would ignore.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't think they're a band anymore. I think they. Yeah, their last album was 2011, and I think they did officially break up. So
may have moved on to other things.
But good pop songwriting talent there. Okay, now we have another email here from a person whose name we have trouble pronouncing.
Yeah.
It's either Kel or Chell, I think is what we decided, right?
Yeah.
Sandvik is his last name.
Yep.
From Norway?
Norway.
I think you'll like this one, Patrick. So he writes that Chumbawamba, we were just talking about off mic, oddly enough. He said Chumbawamba and several friends from the UK punk anarcho punk bands released a double LP with sports songs. The band's name was Sportchestra. Sportchestra?
Sportchestra.
Yeah. And the LP was called 101 Songs About Sports. I don't think this is available on any streaming media, but you'll find it on YouTube, I believe, and it came with a huge booklet with lyrics.
Right, and here's the link to the Discogs entry, so it's out there somewhere in the world. It's on Discogs.
He did send some MP3. Let me see if this is one of the MP3s he sent. Or no, that's something else. We'll get to that in a minute here, but let's look for Sportchestra on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah, I pulled up the Discogs page here, and
what are you finding?
I'm finding a ton of songs that were on this record. I can see one right here, Chelsea's Back Four. So they were definitely going in. Yeah, just incredible. Looks like it covers just about every sport you can think of.
Okay, I did find some stuff on YouTube, so let's just give this a play here.
Liverpool strip, he had an NFL helmet and some brand new cricket boots, a packet of questions from Trivial Pursuits.
Okay. All right. Did you catch all that?
Yeah, some of it. Yeah, it was a blur. Definitely get the feeling they may have improvised some of the music on that tune, but it got like a cool spirit. I mean, looking here at the Discogs listing, Jim, there's four sides to this double album, and they each have 25 songs each side.
Well, that would make sense, right? Yeah. Although that would, one of them must have 26.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
But I like how the songs are apparently numbered. They said, yeah, like, this is number 21.
Yeah, and they announced that right at the beginning.
So I that was something to do with trivia and something to do with, I guess, just how sport, as they call it, is just part of culture everywhere.
Yeah, right? I heard a couple of cricket references in there. So, yeah, definitely. This looks amazing. Never heard of it. Looks really cool. It's a shame it's not on Spotify. But, hey. There's a song about Australian rules football on here, which I'd like to hear because I don't understand that game.
How much would
game.
It cost you to get one of those double LPs on Discogs?
There are none available to ship from the United States, so you're going to have to pay for shipping, but it looks like it's about $10 to $12 American plus shipping. So you'd probably be out.
Plus shipping, yeah.
About not so 25 bad. Bucks, something like that.
Or maybe if you knew somebody in continental Europe who could,
procure a copy for you.
And maybe, send it on a slow boat or whatever. That's fine. We don't mind.
No, that's totally fine. Yeah. There are copies available from Netherlands, Germany, Italy,
Norway,
Austria, Switzerland, France. Yeah, Norway, perhaps. A couple in the UK. So, yeah, it'd be interesting.
By the way, it's officially, I may have had this wrong when I said the name of the album. It's actually 101 songs about sport.
Sport, yeah. And we heard that.
Which important. Yeah. That's more of a European term, right?
Sportkestra. Sport. With an exclamation point, we should point out.
It's not 69 love songs. No. It's 101 songs about
sport. 101 songs about sport.
Okay.
Sportkestra.
So Kel and or Chell also sent us some information about some other sports-related music. He writes that some friends of mine released a CD to my former hometown Stavanger's soccer team, Viking. So this would be in the Norwegian League, I guess.
The Norwegian League. Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about that league.
Stavanger's, I guess, is the town, and then the name of the team is Viking, which would make sense. Mm-hmm. And he says the project was called Storsta. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. There's a Discogs link to that CD, but he also emailed us some of the music here, the MP3s, so let me call that up. I think there's one that's just called Viking. Heia Viking, with exclamation point. Heia, H-E-I-A.
Sounds right.
Or Haya?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Outcast.
I don't speak Norwegian. It's not on. It's not something I have studied yet, but here we go. Let's try that. Og oppe på stadion har alle menn det bra Når viking spiller opp og sutrer til Så krybler det I foten, hvor særlig kan det bli Store stå har lagt en seng Store stå har lagt en seng Her på stadion lager gang Her på stadion lager gang Store stå har lagt en seng Store stå har lagt en seng Røla synger gang på gang Røla synger gang på gang All right, you got to have like a big beer stein
something,
right?
Yeah, that's got to swing him back and forth, left and right kind of a thing.
But it's got that sort of pub rock feel and some ska in there.
A little bit of ska, I was going to say. Yeah, definitely got that feeling. And just using the internet, it says Viking Football Club is one of the most successful clubs in Norwegian football,
of course
having
they
won
are.
8 Norwegian top division titles and 5 Norwegian cup titles. Notable European successes include knocking English side Chelsea out of the UEFA Cup during the 2002-2003 season. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, there's got to be a banner for that.
Yeah, there's got to be somewhere. every game, yeah. Pretty amazing.
There's probably some guy still, drunk over that victory, right? Just still living that out. But I wonder how they would fare against Loudoun United.
That's a really good question.
We'll have to, set up that friendly.
Yeah, they might. That would be a great summer friendly if Viking would like to come over.
Yes.
It doesn't look like this season has begun yet. We'll have to look into that further.
Well, it's very cold up there.
Yeah. I would think they probably couldn't play in March and February there.
Right. All right, cool. Well,
thanks.
Heia Viking.
Yeah.
The official Norwegian league team of rock in the suburbs right. now.
There we go. Viking, FK.
Wonder if I can get them on ESPN Plus.
Ooh, I hope so.
All right. Now, so thank you very much for that email. That's some good stuff.
Yeah, those are
definitely some rarities that we got there.
Uh-huh.
All right. One last email here from my friend Brian Brewhouse, who I'm going to see. He's going to go with us to the Dan Mangan show.
Oh, he is. So you know. Fantastic. Yeah, love Brian. Him.
That will have already happened by the time this is posted.
Yes, it will.
But Brian, who is from Rockford, Illinois, and that's where I met him when I worked there. Mm-hmm. We worked together at the local paper there. But that's actually his hometown. And so he's a big Cubs fan. All right.
Oh, nice.
And so when we did the sports song stuff, he sent an email with some Cubs-related material here. So he says, the song Go Cubs Go, which got popular in 2016, was written by the late Steve Goodman in 1984. So that was when they were winning the World Series, right?
Yeah.
They were on their World Series run.
Mm-hmm.
There was this song called Go Cubs Go.
Uh-huh.
All right. He says Steve Goodman wrote it because the Cubs management was angry with him about his song A Dying Cub Fan's Last Request.
Oh, man.
He gives an example here of some of the lyrics. When you raise up a young boy's hopes and then just crush them like so many paper beer cups, year after year after year, after year after year after year after year after year, till those hopes are just so much popcorn for the pigeons beneath the L tracks to eat.
Wow, that's bleak.
Well, if you're a Cubs fan pre 2016, mm-hmm. whatever, right? It mm-hmm. was bleak.
It was
right?
very bleak. They even had a terrible thing happen. I won't mention the person's name, you know, who touched that ball during that, you know, because we don't want to bring that up, but man,
I mean, I
so
can,
close.
I can relate to this as a Browns fan.
Oh,
I
absolutely.
I understand the pain of losing every year, and sometimes not even being anywhere near contention, which was true for the Cubs for a long time too. They
absolutely.
Wouldn't just lose; they would just be at like the near
They'd
the bottom
the
of the standings all the time.
Yeah,
but yet have like this very strong fan base and this hope and faith that things will turn around. But am I correct on this? Didn't they go more than 100 years between championships?
They did. Mm-hmm.
I mean, just think about that.
That's unbelievable.
People were born and died.
And never saw them come close. Yeah. Unbelievable. And now Cleveland, I think the Indians, right, kind of carry that mantle. Has it been the longest for the Indians?
It might be.
Yeah, to win a World Series. Yeah.
But that goes back to like the 50s, I think.
Yeah, so not nearly as long as what the Cubs had.
Right. Still, that's pretty bad. But yeah. Okay, so I can relate in that way, but you guys did win. Go Cubs, go.
Go Cubs, go.
So anyway, Brian goes on to say that Steve Goodman wrote the upbeat Go Cubs, go a little bit goofy to assuage his critics.
Interesting.
Now it's the anthem for the team after every game. He says here, I personally like the manic sewing circle punk version of Go Cubs, go. You better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Cubs are gonna win today. They got power, they got speed to be the best in the National League.
Nice.
Was that just a reference to WGN?
I think it might have been.
Yes.
Yeah, the Superstation.
Superstation, yes. I think their games are off WGN now.
Oh,
this
wow.
is like a new
that
development.
Doesn't seem right.
I know.
That's non-American.
I know.
From the cable era, it was always like Chicago Cubs baseball.
That's right, with Harry Carey and all that, right?
You could watch it anywhere.
So a lot of people became Cubs fans just by virtue of them having access to watching their games
on TV. Every
game was on. Yeah. But another song with sort of like some ska.
Yeah, exactly.
Underpinnings to it, right?
Yeah, it's got that arrangement definitely had that, you know, that pop punk kind of propulsion that takes a lot from ska.
I like that.
So that was cool. I liked it too.
I think more professional U.S. teams should have songs.
Absolutely.
That's not
agree.
A big thing here. That's bigger Mm-mm. in Europe, right?
Yeah, much, much bigger. Yeah, there's constantly many songs for most of those teams over there. Yeah. I mean, here, you don't really have that.
In fact, let me just tell you this real quickly. I have been to only one Redskins game in my life, and it was a preseason game, actually. And not being from D.C., I didn't grow up as a Redskins fan, although my son has adopted them as his team, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, well.
And I'm not even getting into the whole controversy. I'm just saying, just from a on-the-field standpoint, it's not a team you necessarily want to. If you have your choice, it's not the one you would pick. But I admire that he has embraced the hometown team, and I think that's cool. Anyway, I took him once to a preseason game because I was trying to avoid all the drunks.
Yeah.
If you go to an NFL regular season game, it's not family atmosphere.
It's not a place for a kid.
Right. And so the preseason was a little bit better. But here's the thing I noticed. When the Redskins score, and they do every once in a while.
They do.
They play Hail to the Redskins.
They've got a pretty great song.
And everybody sings along. Yeah. It's a great song. You never see that on TV.
No, you don't.
If you didn't go to the stadium, you had no idea of this. And isn't it odd that that little sort of charming bit of like local flavor and character is something that's totally missing from the broadcast?
Yeah, I think that's weird? A fantastic point. And, you know, at the old RFK Stadium, the band had a really prominent place right there. And they would, you know, the whole big brass band would fire into that song when they scored a touchdown.
Totally cool, like it is little cool. tradition that I was completely unaware of.
Yeah. And yeah, they never show that
on
TV.
We need more stuff
point.
Like that.
Yeah.
In that, I mean, sports is supposed to be fun, and we need more things like that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't exist. So go Cubs, go. All right.
Go Cubs, go. Go Case Keenum.
The Case Keenum era has begun.
Oh, Lord.
And will end soon. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Poor guy.
Yes. Brian also continued to say that Eddie Vedder is a huge Cubs fan.
Yes.
Because he is originally from Chicago.
I believe so.
Yes. And Eddie wrote a good song called Someday We'll Go All the Way. Hmm. Brian says, it's awesome.
Don't let anyone say that it's just a game. For I've seen other teams and it's never the same. When you're born in Chicago, you're blessed and you're healed. The first time you walk into Wrigley Field. Our heroes wear pinstripes, heroes in blue. Give us the chance to feel like heroes too. Forever we'll win, and if we should lose, we know someday we'll go all the way. Yeah, someday we'll go all the way.
Hey, he did it!
We are one with the Cubs we're in love. Yeah, hold our head high as the underdogs. We are not fair weather, but foul weather fans. Like brothers in arms in the streets and the stands. There's magic in the ivy and the old scoreboard. The same when I stared at as a kid keeping score. In a world full of greed, I could never want more. And someday we'll go all the way.
Okay, I think I do really like that. And
yeah,
I think
that's very good.
I think it speaks, even though it has all the specific Cubs references and, you know, the old scoreboard at Wrigley Field and all of that, right? And if you watch, there's actually an official video on YouTube that's really quite nice put together where you see all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
But it also speaks to the universal truth I was just talking about, which is that as a sports fan, when you cheer for a team, you have this belief. This will happen.
That's right.
Someday we'll go all the way. Mm-hmm. I do believe that to be true, even with some of the crappy teams I root for.
You can never give up hope.
That's right.
Yeah. And that song does have the kind of the lilt of like, hey, it's 2 o'clock in the morning on the day we got eliminated from the from the playoffs, and everybody's kind of singing it, hoping, you know.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, the sing-along nature of a good sports song. It should
have
that, right?
That chorus where everybody can join in.
Because it's a communal thing.
That's right.
To be fans of this team and believe in it and follow it and all of that, right?
Totally agree. Yeah, that ability to sing along means a lot.
So speaking of this, I want to play out here with a song that I want to pick from the Baseball Project, which was that collective of, like, Mike Mills and Peter Buck and Scott McCoy.
Yeah.
And others I'm forgetting right now, but they would just play baseball specific songs, record
really
and play.
Cool.
But they have one called Fairweather Fans, which speaks to all this too.
I think so.
And you'll hear that whole idea of that when you pick a team when you're a kid, no matter how bad they might be, you got to stick with them. You can't jump over to some other team, right? No. You're a fan of Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, I'm a great example. You've picked them when I was a kid. Yeah. We were like, this team's going to need fans because they're really terrible. So I took them and I've stuck with them.
And you're still a fan, as bad as they may be now. But they did go all the way.
We had that 1 year. Yeah. I just like your shirt. We got the one. Yeah. So we'll probably never get another one. Yeah. We got that one win.
At least you have that.
Yeah. I remember weeping. Openly. It was beautiful.
All right. Well, then you'll like this song, too. All right. Okay. This has been a long one, but I think this has been fun.
Yeah. It's been important. Sports songs are important.
I think.
Yeah.
I think they're underappreciated.
They resonate.
All right. And a good one is kind of hard to find, too. So when you get those, like these, cling on to them. Hold them to your. All right. I don't know what I'm doing. Let's get out of here. Please subscribe to the show. Please listen.
Every day.
Every day.
Uh-huh.
Just like you might watch baseball every day, you can listen to the show every day. You can find us on all the big podcast platforms. If you have commentary on this episode or any others, you can call
612-440-1984
or email rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod.
Do that.
All right, here we go. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
This is the Baseball Project Fairweather Fans, and we'll talk to you with something special tomorrow.
We didn't have our own team, but I was drawn to the Braves of Aaron Matthews and Spawn. When we moved to the Bay, I got my cubby Marichal and Mays. It was heaven, and then in 68 the A's came along, with Captain Sal, Reggie, Joe, Rudy and Wally. And my two teams alone was out of sight. When Seattle became home, spent my nights in the dump. I still think the Mets and Giants and A's are alright. The fair weather fan is not what I am, even though my zip code has changed.
But I have a shirt that's has Cleveland Brown colors, and it says, "Just one before I die."
Seriously, that's all I need, Lord, please. Yeah.